News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Thousands of residents in East Hanover are to benefit from a project to make their water supply more reliable. The $271 million project being undertaken by the National Water Commission, NWC, will see the construction of storage tanks, pumping stations, and the installation of distribution pipelines. Water Minister Robert Pickersgill says the project is necessary as residents are experiencing increased distribution challenges due to the age and condition of existing pipelines.
This project will improve the efficiency and reliability of the supply up to the year 2013. Other potential benefits include the potential for the regularization of existing connections, as well as operational improvements and energy savings to the NWC.
Meanwhile, Minister Pickersgill is urging residents of Hanover to pay their water bills to ensure that they have improved and reliable water supply service. The National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, says updated research findings on human trafficking in Jamaica will be available by August 31. Chairperson for NATFATIP, Carol Palmer, says the latest research was conducted in 2007 and the findings will strengthen the task force's efforts to combat the crime.
The research that's underway now is pointing us to some additional spots which, when they're finished, will be handed over to the police, some of which the police already know because there are new areas that they're investigating, but other places and also the collaboration with other entities to get information that will be of great assistance to us in the investigation.
NATFATIP has also identified the profile of trafficking victims in Jamaica as being predominantly females, aged 18 to 24 years, with secondary level education, and from a working class or poor background. The research findings will provide a more detailed outline of the current profile of traffickers and their victims. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says young people will be playing a critical role in the planning and execution of activities for this year's Emancipation and Independence celebrations. She says National Youth Service participants will be engaged at the Grand Gala, the Independence Village, and the various activities across the island. Young people will also be given tickets to attend the various events. This, Minister Hanna says, is aimed at helping them understand and appreciate the importance of celebrating the country's emancipation and independence.
Why we need to celebrate ourselves is so that we can continue to engender who we are as a people, to harness that excellence, and for young people to understand really the history of where we are coming from, the struggles.
Meanwhile, Minister Hanna says a special tribute will be made to the nation's children at the Grand Gala on August 6. And businesses, offices, and towns are invited to showcase their creativity and decorative skills by adorning their space with the national colors in observance of Emancipation and Independence. Public and private sector organizations have the chance to vie for prizes and the best dressed window and best decorated office or business complex designations. Executive Director, Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, Delroy Gordon, says companies are encouraged to decorate their offices or buildings using the national colors as well as the fashion theme, bandana with denim, catch the fashion rhythm.
The response has been very good. Persons have been sending in their photographs to us, but we just want to encourage those that have not yet started to do so. We are also going to be giving an award to the media house that we think best depict the spirit of independence, and I'm seeing and hearing evidences in some of the media houses where that is concerned.
Recognition will also be given to the members of the Jamaican diaspora for demonstrating their involvement in the celebrations. To enter, companies must submit 6 photographs of their spaces to jcdc.festival2015@gmail.com by August 15. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Come everybody, make we join the line, celebrate.
You know, here, Korea come up town. Saturday, August 1 with August Man in market at Independence Village. Come and get your fresh produce at Saturday market prices at Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center. Shop early and stay for some of the good Jamaican breakfast and entertainment. Market open at 6 a.m. with ample parking. You can't afford to miss August Morning Market at Independence Village, Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center, Saturday, August 1. Check it out.
All right, yummy, neighbor, drink.